Bars Races with the women conductor of the Reg Vardy band, Ray Farr. Congratulations, Ray, on a performance.
Thank you very much.
Victory here.
Thank you very much.
A victory, though, with a performance that stood out from the rest on the question of the turns.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I think there were other good points about our playing. I mean, particularly Brian Tate, who got a solo prize for solo coin playing. He was outstanding today, wasn't he?
Yes, indeed.
I mean, that control that he had at the beginning with the opening fanfares with absolutely no vibrato, and then the very lyrical style which he had halfway through was quite memorable, I thought. Very, very pleased with the whole band, in fact. And we have a few split notes, which is a bit surprising. I think perhaps they were trying a bit too hard. You know, this is the 28th time they've won it, and the band, although we have qualified for the World Abbots Hall, they really wanted to be the area champions one more time.
You took a look at some risks, and one of them, were, as we talked about, was the question of the turns.
The Wagner turn, yes. There was a directive that came from Alan Hope, and it was published in the Bandsman, about everybody must use the inverted turn. And then, of course, Philip Wilby came along with his research and published an article in the Bandsman, which I was drawn to. And so I did some research myself and asked my colleagues at the University of Durham. And they said, yeah, sure enough, it was the normal turn that would have been expected from Wagner's music. And, of course, from Philip Wilby's notes, he has found a sketch in Wagner's own handwriting with the notes written out, mm-hmm. you know, with the upper note first. But actually, my feeling towards the whole thing is a more musical point of view. You know, if you have the ta-deem, then before you go to the top note, there should be a kind of a swoop to it. Ta-da-deem. Mm-hmm. And if you go from ta-deem, the next note should be ta-da-deem, ta-dee-da-ya-da-da. So mine's a musical point of view that I put it on, rather than a research point of view. Mm-hmm. But if the question is open, then I think the conductor should be free to interpret as they are. Unfortunately, today I was taking a chance because I actually broke the rules. I broke Alan Hope's rules, and I thought I might be in for a penalty. But we still won anyway, so I'm very pleased about that.
Well, I think the overall quality of the band shone through, that they won other prizes as well, the Principal Corner Prize, the Bass Section Prize,
yes, and the percussion too.
Prize as well, yes. So I don't think there's anything else left to actually win. So congratulations, looking forward to another good year.
Thank you very much.
Especially
we've got some very exciting things in the future with some university concerts and Royal Albert Hall, of course, and we're invited to the World Championships in Kirkcaldy. Very excited about that, with a new commission by Philip Wilby. And I've got some ideas, some really outrageous ideas for a concert program.
All right. Well, we look forward to that very much indeed. And
I'll keep it a surprise and let you know that.
Many thanks, indeed.
Thank you.
Actually, it's a pleasure. And congratulations to that.
Thanks.